time to talk some football. The Chiefs take care of the football. The key is, can this defense continue to be one that takes it away? There were things that had to be overcome in this win, and the Chiefs defense was able to rise to the occasion and take the ball away three times.
Yeah, I've said this before. Every win in the National Football League is a good win, and so we'll enjoy it for a day.
This will be a good test for us. This is a team that's playing good football right now, you know, going to their place. Is a challenge for us, and I think this team looks at it like that.
The Chiefs face a strong test on the road in Week 5 against the Titans, a matchup between two of the league's best defenses. Both teams are coming off convincing victories at home and are tied for the lead in their division. So you can expect another physical and competitive game on Sunday. Here are the three main focus points leading up to kickoff. First, the Tennessee quarterback situation. Last week, Titans quarterback Jake Locker was carted off the field and spent the night in the hospital with a severe right hip injury. Locker has been a big part of the Titans' 3-1 start this season, with 721 yards passing, 6 touchdowns, and no interceptions through 4 games. Taking his place is Ryan Fitzpatrick, who landed in Tennessee this offseason after a coaching change in Buffalo. Though Fitzpatrick was often average as a starter for the Bills, his record against the Chiefs has been strong. In his last 2 games against Kansas City, he's recorded 386 yards and 6 touchdowns. Chiefs defenders won't be taking the Titans' backup lightly. Second, the turnover battle. The Titans and the Chiefs sit together at the top of the NFL with a +9 turnover differential. The Chiefs have forced 12 turnovers on defense, while Tennessee is the only team in the NFL yet to turn the ball over. Whoever wins this strength-versus-strength battle on Sunday will be in good position to win the game. Finally, the matchup at running back. Often compared to one another, Jamaal Charles and Chris Johnson are two of the more explosive and elusive running backs in the NFL. Through 4 games in 2013, Jamaal has the edge, with more rushing and receiving yards than Chris Johnson. But Chiefs defenders know they'll have to keep a close eye on number 28 this Sunday. With 2 physical defenses and some dynamic playmakers on both sides of the ball, it looks to be another exciting matchup for the Chiefs in Week 5.